We started the year. Nobody suspected any coronavirus or COVID-19 coming up. But look at where we are today. The mighty are falling. Even those who do not believe in the virus are being taken down. We are all aware of the news that is going on. This morning, after my morning devotion, I look at the news on my phone, and I see some very powerful Republican Party members lamenting what has befallen them. May you not lament in the mighty name of Jesus. May you not be a lamentator in the mighty name of Jesus. In whatever situation you find yourself, you will praise the Lord. Praises of the Lord will not depart from you. I have a different message entirely. When I read that news, I said, wow, how are the mighty falling? But here we are, standing on our 2 feet, gathering here this morning to praise God. Why? Because evil has not befallen us. Evil shall not come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads as we pray. Father, you are the one to speak to us this morning. Father, you are the one to speak to us this morning. I have no word of my own. But I pray that through me, O Lord, you will speak unto your people, so that we appreciate the meaning of thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, as I speak here this morning, let your anointing flow and let there be healing in the life of your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Let blessings come from heaven and above to bless all our endeavors in the mighty name of Jesus. As this year is running to an end, Father, we pray, Satan and his cohorts will not use this end of the year to balance his account concerning our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, when we shall be saying Happy New Year, we will not say it with our heads bowed in the mighty name of Jesus. We will shout hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Just as I was saying, I normally don't read the news on Sunday until after service, but I just don't know how my hand gets pressed that end up on my phone. As after I've read the open heavens and I've prayed, and I saw the lamentation coming from the party leaders. God, man proposes, but God disposes. The party leaders have proposed so many big things to be done, which they see as an achievement. But lo and behold, the virus came. And those who do not believe in it, who will never use masks, who will never observe social distancing, find themselves caught in the web. May you not be caught in evil in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning, you will never be caught in the evil of this virus in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, please, I want to encourage us. When we are in the service, let us observe all the protocols. Please. Every protocol of COVID-19. Cover our nose with our mask, cover our mouth, social distancing. And that is why even during offering, we should stand where we are. Okay? Because dancing to the front, we will not maintain social distancing. There was a time there was a plague in Israel. And what did God tell the people of Israel? That they should go inside and shut themselves up. That is where we are now. Peace. Faith without work is death. I want you to know that. Some people believe, there was a pastor. I'm not trying to believe to anybody. There was a pastor, I think it was in Ghana. He said, bring them to me. I will lay my hand on them. He died. There was a provisional pastor's meeting before the church reopened, and they were urging us to go and reopen. And I remember one of our pastors from Kentucky, said something. He said, if you think God is there and it's not there, what is going to happen to you? Please, let us observe the protocol, and it shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are looking at Thanksgiving this morning. Why should we thank God? What happened? Look at another passage that we read. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So you will discover that the resounding theme of that psalm is not hard to see. And what is the resounding theme? His steadfast love endures forever. All the 26 verses conclude this way. And the question is, why does this psalm display such an apparent redundancy? Why? One would have thought that the verse would just have been, instead of 26, just a mere 13, verse. I remove for his mercy endured forever. His steadfast law, his mercy. Why? Because everything in us is hardwired to believe that the love of God will come to an end at any time. Yeah. Many people might, particularly what is going on in our society, may make us to believe that, the love of God can do what? Can come to an end. The mercy of God can come to an end. That it is not steadfast, but fluttering. That God is like man. Throughout the psalm, therefore, we are reminded of God's repeated acts of deliverance for his people down through history. This morning, reflect. Since you were born, since you were conceived in your mother's womb, mother going through that labor pain, giving birth to you, that time you were very fragile. Yet, his mercy endured forever. And each time we are told why the Lord rescued his people. Why? Because his mercy endured forever. He does not deliver because his people deserve it. No. He doesn't prevent us from having COVID-19 just because we deserve it. No. Those who have it survive it. Is it because we deserve it? No. Over 200,000 people have died in America alone. It reminded me of 1918 pandemic like that, about 200 years ago. The death was in millions. I will know why it was in millions that time. Medical facility is not as sophisticated as it is now. If not for the medical facility that is highly sophisticated now, 200,000 in America will have been in millions. Yet, you are not part of it. Why? Because his mercy endured forever. He delivered us because this is who he is. He wants us as sinners. That was why he sent Jesus Christ to come and die in the first instance. If you also look at it and say, these people, no, they can't make it. No. As sinners, he sent his only son. He delivers us because that is because of his mercy, which can never be used up. Praise the Lord. So this morning you must realize that the more you need his love, the more you come near him, the more he will shower that love upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. His steadfast love endured forever. There's no ceiling to it. I want you to know that. No ceiling. No end of the line. He gives himself, all of himself, to you, all of you. Jonathan Edwards, he was an 18th century preacher. He preached. He said, his essence being love, he is, as it were, an infinite ocean of love without shores and bottoms. Yeah, and without his surface. Those that God is pleased to make the object of his love, let them be who they will or what they will. Never so mean, never so great sinners, They are the objects of love that is infinitely full and sufficient. So we enjoy what we are enjoying, not because we are not sinners, not because we are holy, but because His mercy does what? Endured forever. That mercy will not expire over you in the mighty name of Jesus. That mercy will not expire over your household in the mighty name of Jesus. That mercy will not expire over your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. His love endureth forever. Beyond our failures, beyond our resentments, beyond our disgust with ourselves, beyond the love of any friend, Jesus Christ came for us, died for us, and secured the permanence and demonstrated the depths of God's heart of love for us. Jesus proved it. His steadfast love endureth forever. Praise the Lord. So no matter what we go through, no, I don't know that type of dream you already have that's making you to doubt. Remember, the love of God does what? Endureth forever. You might be thinking because the mighty ones are falling, it's going to be your turn to contact this disease. I am telling you, because of the love of God that has prevented you from not having it, that mercy will endure it forever in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And it will not come near you. The disease will not come near your head in the mighty name of Jesus. So please, when it is time to reflect, I think this is the best time. Am I going to last till the end of the year? It's like you find yourself inside a ship on the mighty ocean. You look right, left, back, center, everywhere is what? Water. No single land. And then suddenly, you see the shore in front. How will you feel? You'll be happy. You will thank God. You might not feel this thing, this example I'm giving, if you have not experienced open sea travel. Please take care of this, your phone, please. I have experienced this open sea travel on a boat, engine boat. We're all sitting down with the engine. One single engine that can stop at any time. And I kept telling myself, look, I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to swim. Now, imagine the joy I have when suddenly I saw the land in front. It was an experience while traveling in Ondo State. And we have to cross from one village to the other. And we have to go on the sea. Two lifeboats. It is not the type of lifeboat you see on Lake Michigan. No. All those, you know African type of, with just one single engine that can. I just was imagining that time when I was young and I drive this Peugeot 504. You know, whenever I start and I start going to work from house, there is no assurance that car will get to work. You know, at the stage I became my own mechanic. At the stage I discovered a mechanic, I would just find a public transport and find my way. I tell the mechanic, look, the car has broken down. Then we do, you know. That was the thought that was coming to my head. Single engine, this thing can break down. On that open sea. And that's exactly how I viewed 2020. It's an open sea. Suddenly the disease came. We all thought it was a joke. Then started bringing down people. Mighty people. Powerful people. All over the world. People who didn't believe in it were being brought down. And some people are telling us it's just a flu. It will go away. And it never went away. Until it knocked on the doors of White House. The most powerful house on earth. Praise the Lord. But I can assure you, you will not go with 2020 in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are already seeing the land. And you will land safely in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I want you just to thank God. Just be on your feet and just praise the name of the Lord. Just thank Him that you are alive today. that you are not a victim. Many of us are frontline workers. Frontline workers. There are cases of frontline workers who survived it and went back to work, and they did not survive it the second time. Affliction rose against them the second time. Affliction will not arise against you for the second time. Because you are here this morning to thank the Lord. Because you are here this morning to praise Him. Because you are here this morning to say, Father, your mercy and endureth forever. Your steadfast love endureth forever. Therefore, I am thanking you. I am thanking you. I am thanking you. And I will not be a victim of this disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be a victim of this disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible is a real book about real God who sent a real son to rescue real sinners from real evil. It is not a fiery book. The Bible is a book you can trust, for it reveals to us a God we can trust. Therefore, we thank you for your word. We thank you for our health. We thank you because we are not mourning. We have every reason to thank you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. We glorify your name. You are worthy. Oh, yes, Lord, you are worthy. Great is your glory. You are high. You regard the lowly in spite of your height. Thank you, Father. Search us, O Lord. Know us, O Lord. Let there be no evil. Because we are giving you thanks this morning. Because we look unto you and we know thou art God. Name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I pray for you throughout this year. Reason to thanks, for thanksgiving shall never depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will arise every morning and you will feel good health. In the mighty name of Jesus, your head shall be sound. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver you. Every evil before the end of this year and beyond will never be your portion. You will not walk into evil. Evil will not walk into you. For you and your family shall be for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord will be your portion. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For evil news shall never come from us. You will not send evil news abroad. In the name of Jesus. For you and your family. Listen to thank the Lord will never depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, here we are. First Sunday in October. When it seems everything is very dark. But we are already seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of us present here and every one of the sound of my voice, looking unto us or looking at us or listening to us right here online, I pray concerning 2020, when the history is written and the evils are mentioned, our name will never be there. The names of our family will not be there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.